Need LASIK? Trust the experienced team at the LASIK Center at Evergreen Eye Center. No glasses, no contacts, no limits. What will you do? LASIK at evergreen.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Today's second dater met the girl he went out with, where I've met almost every single girl I've ever dated. ChristianMingle.com. You know, member of that site since it started. You know, I just love it so much. Now, that's where Nathan apparently met the girl he wants us to call today. Nathan, what's up? How are you, man?
Good. I love your show, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. So tell us a little bit about meeting the girl you want us to call today. What's her name?
Mia.
Mia. Okay, so you met her on this website?
Yeah, did the normal thing where both expressed interest. I messaged her through the website, and from there it was off and on for a little bit, and then for about a month straight we were chatting probably almost every other night. Sometimes there'd be 3-4 days to go by, but it started progressing from there.
So you guys talked a lot before you actually met in person?
That's the thing. We actually haven't met in person yet.
What?
Yeah.
I thought this was a second date update. Yeah.
Kind of. Nathan's one of those guys that's date never actually happened.
Yeah. I'm walking to the date, and I get a phone call from her, and she tells me that she's got an emergency and that she's going to have to cancel. She's flying to California.
What? You were actually at the place that you're going to meet her, and she called you and said that she was flying to California?
I mean, I was literally pulling into the restaurant practically.
Oh, man.
You didn't happen to notice if she was, like, in the restaurant or, like, in the vicinity of you when she called you, right? Like, maybe she was waiting for you and then saw you and didn't like your outfit and was like, oh, no, thank you. You didn't see her anywhere. Well, look, I've been to meet someone before that I didn't like, and then I just took off when I saw him.
But you're, like, the ultimate jerk. You wouldn't spend months talking to him.
So you didn't see her around, did you?
No, and that's part of the other thing about this that's crazy enough. She doesn't even have a profile pic, so I've never seen a picture of her.
Excuse me, what?
You've never seen a picture of this girl?
No, I couldn't tell you what she looks like, and I had asked, and she said I'd rather develop a relationship.
Yeah, how do you start talking to someone on a dating website that doesn't have a profile picture? I know that they're out there. They usually have, like, a silhouette of somebody that hasn't uploaded it or whatever. But why would you, I don't know, I would not talk to somebody on a dating website that didn't have a profile picture.
In all honesty, at that point, that day, I just was going around and looking for people online and somewhat near the area, and I just sent a message saying, hey, how's it going?
Just casting a wide net.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. That day, I didn't have anything to do. I was on the site, figured I'd strike up a conversation.
Okay.
So you went to go meet her, and she called you right before and said that something came up and she had an emergency. Do you believe her, or do you think she was lying to you?
Well, I was livid at first and pissed, but the conversation actually went on. She wanted to talk to me while she was waiting for her flight.
Okay.
So it made me believe her, and I sort of tried to ask her what was going on. Is there anything I could do?
Well,
do you need any help?
Nathan, let's face it. There's no way she's lying to you because you met her on a Christian website,
right?
And Christians don't lie. You know that she's telling the truth. But you actually stayed on the phone and chatted with her while she was waiting for her plane to leave.
Yeah.
Okay.
And do you think that maybe you're getting catfished, like she's just not who she says she is?
I mean, I want to believe in the best, but I've texted her a few times since, and I haven't gotten messages back. So
nothing
at this
back.
Point, there's a large portion of me that's thinking, what in God's name is going on? I don't know if it's a kid, a boyfriend there, ex-husband. I don't know how long she's in California for. I just don't know what's going on at all.
And how long ago has it been since you talked?
About 5 days.
It's been about 5 days since you actually spoke to her.
Yep.
Still, an emergency. You don't think she might need a little more time with whatever it is?
I mean, in hindsight, probably. I might have jumped the gun a little bit, but at this point, I don't understand the missed text messages.
Okay. Well, and you've got to be emotionally invested. I mean, a lot of people would consider this a relationship, even though you haven't even met yet.
For sure. All right, man. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, see if we can get her on the phone and get your second date update, okay?
Sounds good.
2.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
I'm going to be honest. I really don't care if Nathan, who was on the phone for a second date update, gets a second date out of this. What? I just want to know two things about the girl that he was supposed to meet up with on his date. One, what does she look like? Mm-hmm. And two, why did she have to go to California on an emergency?
Yeah,
that's all I really want to know. Yeah, I want to know why she had to bail on him before their date even started. If you're just tuning into the second date update, Nathan is on the phone. He wants to call Mia. They met on a Christian dating website. Interesting note, she doesn't have a profile picture. He was just chatting up people that day, and he has no idea what she looks like. Anyway, they were supposed to meet for dinner, and when he was walking up to the restaurant, she called, said she had an emergency in California and had to go. So we haven't heard from her since, and he's wondering why she hasn't been calling him back. Now, you do believe her that she had some sort of an emergency in California?
I don't know. I do believe her, but there's part of me that is just like, why hasn't she reached back out yet? I don't understand it.
Why do you have so much trust in this person that you've never seen?
Because of the conversations, they were in depth. I mean, who knows? Maybe she's really good, but it was consistent and was just the interest and the stories. I mean, these weren't like 5-minute chats or anything like that. We really got in depth.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to dial the phone number right now, see if she picks up the phone, and maybe we can find out what happened in California. Or, I mean, if you want a second date, too, I guess we can do that.
Yeah.
Do you want a second date with her?
Let's hear what the explanation is.
Okay. So you're just like us. You just want to know what went on in California that she had to call in on your date. All right, I'm going to dial the number right now.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Mia, please?
This is she.
Hey, Mia, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
From where?
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
I'm on the radio?
Yes, you are. How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm calling you because we received an email about you from one of our listeners.
Okay.
His name is Nathan, and Nathan emailed us because he was supposed to go out on a date with you, and then you ended up having an emergency that you had to go to in California. Since that day, Nathan has been wondering why you're not answering his text messages, so he emailed us to call you and ask why.
Okay, this is weird.
I know it is. But Nathan wants to know if you don't like him, if you don't want to see him, something like that. If you don't want to see him, just tell us. We'll tell Nathan, and he won't bug you anymore. But other than that, he's wondering if you still want to go out with him. So is there anything that we can tell Nathan from you?
Just tell him I'll call him. And sorry, I've been busy.
So you do want to see Nathan again?
I'm really busy right now, so I just don't know when.
Okay.
I just don't know when I'll.
Well, I appreciate you talking to us for a few minutes. We won't take much more of your time, but I just have to know, do you want to see Nathan again? Because it sounds like you don't, the way you said that. If you don't, I'll let him down easy for you.
I'm doing some stuff in my personal life that I just need to, I don't want him to be involved in.
Okay. So your emergency was legit when you called him at the restaurant and said that you had an emergency. I was speculating that you were lying.
I'm in California.
You are.
Still.
Oh, why did you fly so last minute, though?
Look, I'm a little embarrassed about it. It was for a job. I don't want Nathan to judge me for it.
You're embarrassed about the work that you do?
Promise you won't tell him this.
Sure. I mean, I will tell him that you want to see him again, but I won't tell him any other details if they're really embarrassing.
So I'm doing a photo shoot for Playboy.
What?
Oh, yeah, that's right. They started doing that again. I forgot.
You're on a Christian mingle site?
Just because I appreciate my body does not mean I am not a good Christian.
Right.
I am just using the body God gave me.
Okay, so you're doing a photo shoot for Playboy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Are you serious?
Yes. It's a job.
Okay, I'll tell you why that confuses me, because he told us about how he met you, and he said on your dating profile, you didn't even have a profile picture. Mm-hmm. Normally, people that would pose for Playboy would have a lot of pictures on their dating profile.
Okay, but also people who pose for Playboy tend to be treated differently because of the way they look. Like, I want Nathan to get to know me for me.
Wow.
You know, for my brain and my personality and not my, you know.
You are.
And you talked to him a bunch.
Yeah.
You never brought up what you did for a living?
I didn't want him to think I was some hussy or not a good Christian or whatever, because I am. I have a really good relationship with God. And I just happen to do this for a living.
When were you going to drop this news on him?
Well, I wanted to get to know him, and I wanted him to get to know me, and I wanted to build a solid foundation so that he knows where I'm coming from. You know what I mean? So it's not like, because there's so many stereotypes, and I hate that. There's so many stereotypes of women that pose nude and models, and just, you know, there's so much wrapped up in it. And not everybody is the attention-seeking hussy that they're put, you know.
Right.
So that's a stereotype.
If you got
I don't like that.
You got a great body. God has gifted you with wonderful looks. Might as well use them to your advantage and make a little dough.
I don't.
Right?
That's exactly right.
And you said that you want to get to know him on another level before you go into all that.
Right.
Right. That's perfect, because you sort of just did that.
Mm. What do you mean?
Nathan is actually on the other line and heard exactly what you just said.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You promised.
You've already been this far. You might as well say hi to Nathan.
Hey, Mia.
Someone sounds excited.
Yeah.
That's the best news I've ever gotten in a second date update.
How's it going?
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm sorry. I didn't want you to find out this way.
I don't even know what to think anymore. I mean, of all the reasons you went to California, this wasn't even anywhere near the list.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know that I hate it. I don't know that I know I don't like it, but the people in my life, I don't know how they would react if we went down this road and you weren't Playboy.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that person who judges you. I sort of understand where you're coming from. I mean, believe me, it's not like I haven't seen a Playboy before, but I don't know what to think.
You bad boy, Nathan.
It doesn't make me a bad person. It doesn't make me a bad Christian. I actually love what I do, and I think God made me for this.
Nathan, are you saying that you don't want to see Mia because she poses for these type of magazines?
I mean, I'd definitely like to see her.
Yeah, this is why I was worried, because guys treat me differently when they see me in person, you know? And, like, I don't want to be treated differently.
Yeah, you want to be treated like every other uggo out there. I understand, but unfortunately for you, you're not. Nathan, so are you worried that it's the people in your life that are going to judge you if you were to go out with Mia now?
I guess I am. Now that I'm thinking about it, if we do end up going out, I guess I'm worried about what other people would think. On the other hand, we had an amazing connection, and I am a guy. I'm a man, you know, so
yeah.
I definitely would like to see her and meet her.
Okay.
I will say, I know that my husband would have a problem if I was taking pictures naked for other men to look at.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he would, period.
But it's a job, you know? It's like being an actor and having to kiss somebody else. It's not like personal soul. I mean, yes, it's my body, but my body in this case is just, you know, it's like an accessory.
And Nathan, if you like Mia, who cares what anybody else thinks, really?
Yeah.
You guys had a lot of good conversations and stuff like that. Like, if she was a porn star and you really loved her, then who cares what your parents think or your friends?
That one might be a bit different, but
yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Love conquers all, right?
Yeah, so would you go out? Okay, Mia, would you go out with Nathan again? We'll pay for a second date.
Please.
You guys didn't even really go out in the first time, so would you go out with Nathan officially?
I mean, if he doesn't think I'm a bad Christian.
Okay. Nathan, are you going to be an idiot and pass up a date with a Playboy model? I will pay for it.
Mia, how long are you even going to be in California for?
Honestly, I don't know. This is kind of a big job opportunity for me, and I really want to not blow it, so
at the end of the day, we had an unbelievable connection, and I did at the very least like to meet her in person and see if the chemistry is there in person as well.
Sweet.
Yes!
Awesome. Woo-hoo! And you guys can talk about it more in depth in person.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good.
And Mia, just another question. What issues are you in?
Oh, come on.
Like next October? I want
to
know.
It's show research.
Yeah, no.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Everybody texting in at 78592 wants a date with Mia from today's second date update.
Of course.
Yes, they do.
It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. And if you missed today's second date update, Nathan wanted to call Mia. They actually met
on a Christian dating website, and he didn't even see her picture before they met, and I guess she was stunning. Wow. Anyway, the reason she wasn't really getting back to him was because she was gone in L.A. taking some photos for Playboy, because they're doing photos again.
Yeah, but Playboy.
You know, they stopped doing like photo shoots for a while, but now they're doing them again.
Well, yeah, but they're doing the classy ones. They're not doing the nude ones anymore. I mean, it's still like a little racy, right?
Yeah, and it's still cool to be a Playboy.
You know, you could celebrate the body God gave you as a Christian. I don't see why not.
Yeah, I don't see why not either. But Nathan was bothered by it, though.
Yeah, well, I've also never been considered a good Christian, so I don't know if I have the right opinion.
Can you imagine, though, not seeing a girl? Like, she could be anything, and she's a Playboy model. Like, this guy hit the jackpot.
Yeah, it's pretty lucky.
But at the same time, he didn't, because he's like, morally, I can't
do this. It's like, I will barely even go look at an apartment if it doesn't have a photo up, let alone go on a date with somebody.
I know.
It's either going to be amazing or a rat-infested mess.
Seriously, remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show, and we will call the person who didn't call you back.
Moving 92.5.